Welcome to the Nightly Five podcast with Ben O'Shea.
New details about the brutal murder of a young mother from central New South Wales. Reports Molly Ticehurst's killer was released on bail a fortnight before her death.
Young mum and assistant teacher Molly Ticehurst became at least the 25th woman to be allegedly killed by a man this year when she was found dead on Monday morning. Police allege her former partner, Daniel Billings, who's 29 years old, killed her in the New South Wales central western town of Forbes after being granted conditional release 2 weeks earlier over a series of rape and domestic violence charges. Police say he breached a bail condition that he not visit Forbes after he was accused of sexually assaulting and stalking Miss Ticehurst in January. Questions are being asked about the incident, and Prime Minister Anthony Albanese is one of those asking how this terrible crime was allowed to happen. Take a listen to this exchange between the PM and Sunrise host Nat Barr this morning.
Prime Minister, the man was known to authorities. Can you commit to us this morning that with the budget just around the corner, the leaders of this country have a plan to stop women being killed by someone they know? We are doing this story, Prime Minister, every single week.
We need to do more as governments. We need to do more as society. We need to talk about this.
Billings fronted Orange local court today, and court documents showed he was previously accused of raping Miss Ticehurst on three separate occasions, intimidating her on three separate occasions, and willfully damaging her property, including a car window and a pedestal fan. The documents also showed Mr. Billings was charged with aggravated cruelty against a 12-week-old Dachshund puppy. All the charges were related to incidents alleged to have occurred since December last year. Magistrate David Day told the court Mr. Billings was already accused of three serious indictable offences when the alleged murder took place. He said the previous charges were in relation to the same woman found dead on Monday morning. Billings remains in custody and did not apply for bail. The matter has been adjourned until June 20.